Yes, sir. The Lord says you've gone to another place. And the effects and the ripples of it will be seen in days ahead. And many of you have received, not only here, but those that are watching. And you've received in your body. And those here that have received also in their bodies. Take this message that I have spoken unto you, says the Lord, deep in your hearts. Man, okay. Well, I just have to say this, just like I'm hearing it. He said, even when you dismiss in your services, don't disengage. Don't be in too big a hurry to rush out. I may have something for you to do. Don't put yourself or me on a time clock. This is your time of ministry to me and my ministry through you. When services are over, don't rush out so quickly that you're not still fully in tune with the presence that's here. I may have something else that I desire at times to deliver to you, whether that is a word spoken through your pastor or that is a word that you receive individually for yourself or a ministry that you're to give to one of your other brothers or sisters in the Lord. Be very patient. I come in waiting. I come in waiting, says the Spirit of the Lord. Do not take upon yourself the spirit of this world. The spirit of this world, the world is in a hurry. They're going someplace quickly and they do not know where they're going. They think that they know where they're going. And yet there is no fulfillment in their life. Yours is not the same. Yours is different. Yours is methodic. I promise you, says the Lord, that as you wait in my presence and as you are very patient to come and go, that I will extend your natural time to get things done. And I will cause things to be done that would take hours to be done in moments of minutes. As you heard the prayer that was just previously prayed, I desire to lavish you in leisure. Do not use my house as a house of business. It is a house where family gather. And just like your holidays, when you come together as a family, as a close family, in individual homes, and meals are cooked, and time is spent, and it goes so quickly to you because that is where your heart is at. And you cherish each moment. Cherish each moment in my house, says the Lord. Be very relaxed in my house, but very attentive. Come and go, not in a scurry. Come and go in a sense of reverence for me and for one another, and a sense of family, a sense of leisure. Great days are in store for you, my children. wonderful things that you've never seen before. Blessings beyond your imagination, both in the spirit and in the natural. Pray for one another. When I bring to your attention your brethren, pray one for another. Pray that none are diverted. Pray, husbands for your wives and wives for your husbands. Pray for your singles and pray for your children, grown or of a child. Pray that I encompass them through their own will to be brought into this.